microphone and then boom.
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. This might have been a bad idea. As my wife warned me repeatedly. It'll be fine. You gotta relax. It'll be fine. There's a puppy on the show today. Also, I brought my dog in. We'll get to Kyle in a second, though. This is Gracie. She is the younger sister of Gus. She is 5 months old. And she is friendly. And by friendly, I mean kind of a psycho. She is in full puppy mode. Now, some of you longtime viewers know, you know, man, you got to relax. Here, come here.
Some of you. We're having a staring contest, and I'm winning.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's. Some of you longtime listeners, and really more importantly, YouTube viewers, will remember when I brought Gus in as a puppy, and that dude was just like, meh, slept here, just meh. Chilled all day, didn't care about you or your show. Shout out Marty McNeil.
R.I.P.
And this one's different, as you can tell. I brought a couple of Chewies with her. Maybe later today we'll mic her up. Mm. She's not as snorty as Gus. But, you know. My wife says, do you want me to come get her? Stay tuned. I also have a meeting later today with some of our people at the Republic headquarters.
Oh.
So I'll be taking her there, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a day of gracing. I felt like we needed a little bit of puppying today. Because, you know, last night was rough. Rough. But weirdly enough, I'm not that broken up about it. I'm really not.
Okay.
It was lowered expectations, if you will. Did not expect much last night. Hoped, didn't expect, and it was pretty evident, despite the banana in the tailpipe that they often will do with us. That game was pretty much done in the first. There were still three quarters of basketball, and they came back. That was nice, but you know, that was 0-5. They say you can't beat a team five times in a row like that. Yeah, well, Kings got swept and then some.
Yeah.
That's an ungentlemanly sweep.
I called you yesterday with like a crazy scenario.
Yes.
While speaking of scenarios, you want just one more to – do you put it out there to avoid it, or do you put it out there to speak it into existence?
I think at this point – all karma-ing is off. Like, at this point, who the hell knows what's going to work?
Well, there's so many things right now that you could say that could trigger Kings fans like, ugh. Just don't give me that scenario. Don't give me this scenario. The one I thought of last night is, and I forget the complications, or it's not really that complicated how it would have to happen, but there's a scenario, Dave, where the Kings could win the last two, right? We know they can't be the sixth seed. The Pelicans, let's see, lose the last two. And you know what?
What?
The Kings would find themselves on Tuesday going to New Orleans. Let's try it a sixth time.
I'd rather be the 11th seed.
Exactly.
What would that happen if we went to New Orleans and just beat him by 30? Wouldn't that kind of, like, you'd be like, I don't think that's going to happen. But
yeah,
it is this team.
Because I wasn't even thinking about them anymore. I'm like, gosh, I'm so glad they're done with this team. Don't have to play. Oh, wait, there is a scenario where they could play them.
There was a stat rolling around yesterday because when they were down like 30-something, 20, you know, 30-whatever to 11.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, the Kings are now collectively minus 84 against the Pelicans this year. Turns out that
Oh, it got over 100, didn't it?
Yeah, they have now lost to the Pelicans by the largest differential. They've now lost to a team by the largest differential since 1983. Like, since before the Kings got here. Yeah, so.
And apparently, yeah, Kyle had told us the stat last night that kind of had come through the from TNT, but they were the last team that had not been defeated wire-to-wire until last night. Everybody else in the NBA had.
Oh, the Kings had not been defeated? Wow.
So they got that.
Well, I guess I'll be starring on Three for Madness, or Three in the Key a little bit later. I know there was a couple of things on Point Swing. I don't know that I've ever seen one team just dominate the other that much over that many games.
Yeah, and even in the game, like the other games, I didn't think the Kings, like I actually thought the Kings were okay last night. And you just go, they don't have enough against this team.
No.
And then like Zion would go and you go, wait, this is literally unfair. They're all professionals. And you go, wait, this is unfair.
It was.
They literally can't stop it.
No, there was one drive. I know you know what I'm talking about. I want to say it was midway through the fourth, maybe a little later in the fourth. And Zion just basically put Harrison Barnes in his back pocket and laid it in.
Like Zion's, well, he's not taller than everybody now, but like no. He grew up, like there's videos of Zion just like this man child.
Yes.
It looked like he was back then, like in high school. There's the one thing, did you ever see it was out there on social media. There's a kid that's, I don't know, I'll have his height and weight wrong, but he sure looked like he was about 5'8", 130, and you're like, and he's like, you know, like, oh, sorry.
That's okay.
See, I was just like all ready to go and like, I'm going to do this. And you're like, okay, you can't.
You can't.
Now it's like Harrison Barnes who looks tiny and everyone else looks tiny around the guy.
Yeah. It is, I don't know, man. The thing that, I've said this before, to me, maybe the worst thing about this type of stuff when it's not going well is it's just the fans turning on each other, just the arguing, you know, and which is why you should never be on social media where I live. But, you know, it's a community. I want to see what everyone's saying. And, you know, last night, honest to God, and I'm only going to say the stuff that was brought up by like more than a handful of people, not the majority. Monty McNair has to go. He sat on his hands. What has he done? Well, he drafted Halliburton. He traded for Sabonis, Keon Ellis, drafted Keegan, signed Malik Monk. Yeah, but any GM would have done. Okay. DeMontis Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox are soft.
Okay.
Now, look, if you want to say, are these the guys that mentally are going to take you over the top and do they need somebody who, you know, the Jimmy Butler type, whatever, I'm open to that argument. I don't know that that's those two. I don't know that it's not. I'm just saying. I understand that. But, like, I don't know how you can see these guys playing night in, night out with the physicality. Soft is not the term that comes to mind with those guys. Mike Brown, that's the big one. You know, Mike Brown's got to go. Someone's got to wake Mike Brown up. Mike Brown's had a terrible year. And I think I'm the most guilty of this. You know, you're a prisoner of expectations. Mike Brown said last night, and he's been there before, you know, this is invaluable experience for the players. I hope he's right. I hope this is something they can call on next year. But it just seems, and the whole Monk and Herter are out thing, there's no doubt that sucks. They were also 0-4 to the Pelicans before that. And by the way, the Pelicans didn't have Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, he's been an all-star.
I'm scared to think of what that game would have looked like last night with Brandon Ingram
playing. Yeah, I've never seen, like when the Lakers beat the Kings beat the Lakers four times.
Yeah.
They just beat them.
They beat them. That's it, though.
This is like domination.
This was a pasting for pretty much every game.
And again, the Kings aren't, the Pistons had a franchise record 67th loss yesterday. Mm. They're not the Pistons.
No.
They're not Charlotte. They're not a team that's like, they're not a bad team.
They're a postseason team.
And the Pelicans and Kings record is really not much different.
No.
But it's different now because they beat them five times.
It is the all-time Styles make fights matchup.
What is it? 1/7 of their losses? Yeah. They have 35 losses.
And then add in what? The 3 to Houston.
Yeah. 8 of their losses are those two teams. And you know, again, if you want to go the other way, it's like, how are they 3-1 against Denver, 4-0 against the Lakers, 2-1 against, I don't know. I don't know the answer. This matchup is terrible. And the way it started last night, 9-0, 34-11, you're going, oh my gosh, are they going to lose by 60 at home?
Yeah.
Now, they fought. I'll give them that.
I agree. They did fight.
It was like, wow, they're and they got it to 2. You're like, you know what? They actually might do this. And then down 20 again late. And then they pushed it a little closer. But it just, it didn't feel like a fair fight. And that's tough to say. And you're a home floor and you're a good team and you just can't hang with them long enough.
And somebody explained to me how New Orleans on December 7th lost to the Lakers 133-89. You know, we sweep the Lakers.
Yeah.
New Orleans sweeps us, but New Orleans is 1-2 against the Lakers this year with one more game to go. How in what world?
Yeah, they don't have the tiebreaker on the Lakers, which won't matter. They don't have it on the Suns, which could matter. Kings have the tiebreaker advantage on so many teams.
Yeah.
And this one, it's like, oh, yeah, no, that would. Like, if somehow, some way, there was a way that these two got set up in the playoffs, it's like, all right, will there be a fifth game?
That's the thing. And here we are, and depending on how you want to put it, the Kings are in a three-way tie for 8th. Mm-hmm. The Kings are in a three-way tie for 10th.
Yeah.
It's all in play.
Yeah, I mean, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th. It is all possible. Now, again, the positive, if you want one, they've got tiebreaker advantages. That's about it.
That's
but they of the bottom four, they're playing the worst.
Uh-huh.
At the worst time, they're not healthy. It's not a reason why they're not playing well. But I think the one thing I will say, and it's another game of seeing this, and I don't know why I didn't feel this way before. I think the loss of Malik is bigger than the obvious of not having Malik. There's something with him connected with Sabonis.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Like,
you're
there's a superpower that they also lost.
Yes, yes.
Like, Sabonis is there. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but he's not the same.
He's not.
Kings are 5 games back of the Mavericks. This is like the exact inverse of what happened last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That game here,
yep.
They were tied up, or Kings, Dallas could have tied them up.
Kings passed them, and then they never looked back.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's almost exactly the opposite. By the way, the Lakers have won 7 of 10. The Warriors have won 9 of 10. Even Phoenix has won 6 of 10. And here come the Kings having lost 6 of 10. All three teams are 45-35. As we did say, they do have the tiebreaker on both the Warriors and Lakers, but it very much, as Gracie scratches an itch there, they very much are fighting for their, and by the way, best case scenario, not best case, but let's say, I think right now we'd all take the 7 seed.
100%.
Okay. You've still got to go to Phoenix, and then you've got to host a game at home against either the Lakers or Warriors. Like, that's not a cakewalk. I take it.
To me, that would be the best possible scenario.
Yes. Other than
I guess being home and being 7.
Right.
But, yeah, going to Phoenix, of the choices of Phoenix, well, New Orleans is still in play.
Right.
Lakers or Warriors, I think Phoenix would be the team I would choose for.
You would choose...
If you had to go to a team's road.
Oh, yeah. Rather than the Lakers or Warriors?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the Warriors for sure. Well, but the Warriors have sucked at home this year. But yeah, you're right. I know. I hear you. Just not the Warriors, dude. God. I honestly would rather be sent home by the Lakers than the Warriors.
Well, I guess in that scenario, the 7-8, I don't even know. I guess there's probably a way. Yeah, there probably is. The Warriors could be 7, the Kings 8, I guess. That they wouldn't eliminate you if they beat you.
That's true.
But I don't really like that anyway.
All right.
I don't like that call.
Christopher Laud is in Idaho. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Dave.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, leading off, the Kings lose to the Pelicans. And right back at it with the Suns tonight. And, we got a we got all the teams playing.
All hands on deck.
All hands. We are going to have Masters updates for you. And Jason, I'm looking at the thing here. I believe we have a guest coming on at 9.
Scheduled to.
We'll leave that alone. We have a regular guest. We'll have somebody coming on at 9 a.m. Somebody who may have earned his way back on the show. I didn't give it away. It's Jason, it's Dave, Kyle, and for Christopher Lobb. Leading off is next.
Let's do it.
Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Double team blitz. Pass goes to Zeller. Out to Alvarado for three. Turn out the lights. This thing is 6:15 from being over, but it might as well be done because it's now 23-point separation at 123-100. Second time the Pelicans have led by as many as 23. They've now made 21 three-pointers in this game.
There was a listener yesterday that sent me a message and said, hey, you love putting out all your polls and stuff. Hello. Why don't you put one out on, you know, whether or not the Kings have over or underachieved this year? He goes, because I think no matter what, I don't think you could say that they've underachieved. Well, with 1,900 votes in as of right now, 90% of the fan base believes they've underachieved this year. I'm just saying this is just what the fan base thinks.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, 92% of the fan base thinks O.J. Simpson did it. I put that one out there, too, just for, you know.
How many percent?
92%. At a couple of minutes into the game, again, this is just not the whole fan base, but it's a pretty, you know, 800 votes here. The Kings are currently down 11-2. Will they take the lead at any point? 81% of fans said no. Jason, for me, the game started at what time? 7:05. At 7:24, I tweeted out, I've seen enough. The Kings lose to the New Orleans Pelicans for the fifth time this year. With a likely Warriors win tonight in Portland, they will now be in a three-way tie for 8, 9, or 10, along with the Lakers with a back-to-back versus Phoenix tomorrow. When they were down 20.
Did that make you feel good?
No, it made me feel terrible. And honestly, and it's not like a called shot thing either. Like, that wasn't it. As soon as they were down 20 in the first, like, that's it. That's it. And also along the way, discussing with people the inevitable, hey, we're going to make a comeback, only to fall short. Like, it's almost weirdly predictable. The Kings have cut a 20-point deficit to 6 at the half. Will they come back and win the game? Actually, 58% said yes. Here's the difference, though. I only opened that poll for 5 minutes. The other ones, you know, people could come back. The fan base largely is having trouble believing in this team right now.
And understandably so.
And I think that's okay. I think in the end, it's almost like, well, it's not. Look, death is a real thing that matters. This is sports. But whatever bad thing you can think of that doesn't involve something serious like death, you fight it. Eventually, you come to this realization that it's inevitable, and you just almost you get to kind of like a comfortable place with it, as comfortable as you can. I think that's where a lot of us are with this team, where, look, this is who they are. And they're not trying to lose. They're not bad people. They just don't have it.
Right.
And hopefully that leads into the offseason. And Monty does have a lot of work to do.
That is clear.
And I don't know what kind of paint and brushes he's got to work with, especially if this team doesn't make the playoffs and they can't convey that pick.
Yeah, and again, you're not always going to play New Orleans, but when they do, it sticks out. Like we've always been saying, man, this team could use more 6'8" long wingspan type players.
Yes.
New Orleans has all of them.
They have every single one.
And that's why it's partly such a bad matchup.
They have every single one, and it's very annoying, and I don't like it. This dog is a goofball. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite thing so far is you making serious Kings points while the dog is staring directly into the camera.
Well, the dog understands. The dog understands that this is a serious time right now in Kingsland. And also the dog, I'll give it to her. She understands we're doing a show right now. And you look in the camera.
Gracie's waiting for Friday Funny Games.
Gracie is, oh my gosh, Gracie is 100% waiting for Friday Funny Games. She can she be my partner?
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
Cut. See if it's involved.
Cut number two.
Cut number two.
Inbounds pass comes to Devin Booker. Harrison Barnes, the defender. Booker puts it on the floor with a right-hand dribble. Gets to two-point range. He rocks. He fires. He scores! Oh, what a dagger that one is! It was two. It makes it 124-121. Just a great shot from Devin Booker.
Yeah. That's back tonight.
Yes.
That's back tonight. And, okay, we're back at it. Kings, Suns, 7 o'clock. Jason, I just want to mark this down because I don't often do this. And I'll regret it. I have a good feeling about tonight.
Okay.
I do. I'm not going to fight it.
I have to go to the professor of the Jinx class. I don't know what this means.
I'm allergic to doing this. There is a difference between saying I have a good feeling about tonight and Kings are going to win tonight. Like, Kings are going to win tonight is straight up a Jinx. But this is Jinx adjacent. Mm-hmm. Because Monday, if anyone even remembers, it's going to be like, see what happens when you have a good feeling? And I'll accept that.
So why do you have a good feeling about tonight?
I have no explanation for that. I don't. I have no explanation. There's no logical reason for me other than the Kings. Here's the thing. The Kings have had, I'll give you two reasons why. Number one, I feel like playing anyone but the Pelicans is like bricks off your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll give you three reasons. Number two, they've actually, for the most part, done quite well against the Suns this year. Number three, although it's the second night of a back-to-back, it is not their first game back from a road trip.
Hmm.
So you've knocked out some of that stuff. And, you know, we'll get it out of the way early, Jason. Suns at Kings tonight. Who is favored and by how much?
Didn't the Kings end up being favored yesterday?
The Kings were favored by 1.5 in what many are calling some of the easiest money ever won in the history of gambling.
I'm really confused about tonight. I'm going to say, I'm going to go with the same spread. Kings by 1.5.
Kings by 1.5. Kyle.
I'll say Suns by 1.5.
Well, you are both wrong. It's 5.5.
Not for the Kings.
No.
Okay.
The Suns are favored by 5.5 tonight.
Okay.
So that's
how Vegas watched the game.
I think they did. Now, I've got to be honest. I'm not saying that won't work. But instinctively, I would think the value would be on the Kings in that situation. Honest to goodness, whether that's a lot.
5.5 home dogs for a team that's won over 500 is
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you were doing the radio broadcast. There was a fun moment. I'll see if I can find the audio where they put a graphic up about betting spreads, and it said, "Well, the King, you know, according to FanDuel or whatever, the Kings were 1.5-point favorites coming in, and now they're 7.5-point dogs." That's what they should have said. But Reggie was like, well, the Kings were, well, I think actually the Pelicans, I don't know.
Is hard for Reggie.
Yeah, he did. I don't know betting, which is good.
Yeah.
And I was looking for an Otani joke in there, and he never made it. So good restraint there. Yeah, so that's all happening tonight. That is also an NBA TV game, but we will have the local coverage as well right here on Sactown Sports. Real quick, cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
So let's talk about what we saw in the West tonight. Let's throw those standings up there so that we can see the Pelicans at 48-32. Now the Suns, 47-33, a game back, but they do have the tiebreaker over the Pelicans. So it's going to come down to what goes on this weekend as far as who gets into the playoffs and who is in the play-in.
Yeah, everybody plays tonight. A lot of NBA.
Yeah.
You got the Masters. We'll talk about that in a bit. We got some updates for you, brought to you by Division Wood. And
but on what Ernie said, Kings will not be a playoff team at least this weekend. They can't. They're gonna have to earn that through the play-in.
They are. They sure are, Jason. They're gonna have to earn it. Mm. We control our own destiny to the seventh seed, according to this person. Is that right?
Yeah, because the tiebreakers. If they win both,
that's true.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yes, if they win the last two games, they will...
Don't they need Phoenix to lose one?
Wait, is Phoenix at 47?
Let me bring this up because that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they need Phoenix to go 0-2.
So, yeah, Phoenix right now is two games ahead
of
the Kings.
And they do play the Kings. Obviously, the Kings have to win, and then they play Minnesota.
Yeah, so the Suns have to go 0-2. The Kings have to go 2-0. Yeah. The Kings do not, in fact.
That's for seventh.
They control their own destiny for eight.
Yeah.
If they win both. They are
at worst, they're eight.
At worst, they're eight. They hold the tiebreaker between the Warriors and the Lakers.
Yeah.
All right. We will. Nope. Don't do that. We're starting
to talk about this.
We did talk about this. We will take a break as my dog. It is bring puppy to school day, and my dog is starting to get brave, and that will only get worse.
You must smell my dog.
I brought toys and everything too.
I'll play with those later.
Which is basically the carpet in our house. Our house is, you know, like when somebody has a new baby and it's just toys, and that's our house. It's just everything is that. We'll take a break. We'll see if Gracie can behave during the break. And when we come back, Kings, Pelicans, we got audio for you right after this.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
Sabonis at the free throw line has the ball deflected, stolen. Zion trying to go end to end, bulldozes his way to the rack and scores. And the Pelicans are off to a 4-0 start. Williamson with a post up inside. No match for the Kings. Timeout taken, Mike Brown. Zion makes it 16-5, and the Sacramento Kings find themselves in a double-digit hole in the first 4.5 minutes of the evening. Deep right wing three. Score another one. Trey Murphy. Man, don't let him get going. The 23-year-old has just made it a 12-0 New Orleans run. Kings trail 28-11. See if the Kings can get a defensive stop here. Pelicans have had their way. They're 10 of 17, including 5 of 8 from downtown. Here's Murphy, a deeper three. Scores it again. Another timeout taken here by Mike Brown. 15 straight points for the Pelicans, who lead it 31-11.
Yeah, you can pretty much stop it there.
Yeah, I didn't like it then.
No, it's not fun. You've given in now. You decided to
I'm all in.
Get a Ryler up now. All right, hey, you know what? If you're if you're listening,
just tell me not thinking about New Orleans.
Ouch. Dog is here. Puppy dog.
You wanted some more dog in this team.
Yeah, you wanted a dog on the Kings? Well, I got one for you. And Jason is now giving in. He'll be sneezing for the next 3 days. Yeah. But
allergies in full effect. Yeah. I lost.
It's a great angle on her, by the way.
Look at that caboose.
All right. Well, yeah.
We're biting, are we?
That was
that's me.
She is a gnawer, if you will.
Gnaw.
So all right, 31-11, and finally, De'Aaron Fox breaks the 7-0, really more like 31-11 run.
Fox gonna stop and pop on a 3-point attempt. He's got the triple. De'Aaron Fox now with 7 points. Kings sneaking a little bit closer with 7 unanswered points. It's 34-18. 42 seconds left here.
Yeah, so
I thought Fox, by the way, did his part to go, look, I don't know where this game is going. I don't like where it's going. I'm just going to go and take over, which he did.
He did, and that's where it gets tough because look, I'm not happy with the way the season is winding down thus far. I want to spend all day just, you know, talking about how lame this team has been. You know, I really need to quit worrying about how people take things because it's like if you say one tiny thing, oh, moral victory. Oh, you're happy with. No, I'm not. I'm really unhappy with this loss. I'm really proud of De'Aaron Fox's performance. And really the team as a whole.
A lot of this can be true in your statements. You know what I mean?
Like, that's exactly right.
And I think it's when you do it. Look, we do this every day, every game. So if we're doing just this game, this game on its own, if it was, I don't even know if it'd be game one, but part of the narrative of the game is the season impact of losing to the same team.
Right.
And the importance of the game, I thought I don't know that they were, I don't even want to say if they weren't ready, but that first punch was a haymaker.
Huge haymaker.
And I mean, 9-0 to 34-11, you're like, are you guys even, like, do you realize the importance of this game? And
are
I think,
you awake?
Yeah, from that point on, they were in it. Like, they were fighting, which is what you want. Again, One, I thought New Orleans was incredible.
Yes.
Two, it also felt like, wow, I don't think it's a fair fight. I don't think the Kings have enough.
Did CJ McCollum, by the way, just make another three?
Yeah, contested too, by the way. And there were some, like early on, I felt, okay, Trey Murphy's open. What are you doing? Like, are you, this guy can shoot.
Yeah.
Later, I thought the contested threes that CJ made,
I don't know what you do.
There were three or four plays in the game that, like, there was a dive or a loose ball, effort, energy, hustle, tipped over to the corner. Oh, Pelicans hit a three. You're like, wait, that was defended. Like, I think if they looked at the film, they go, you did everything right. They just made a three on you.
There was a midi from the free throw line CJ McCollum had, maybe the corner, and or the right, what do you call it? Right edge of the free throw line? Elbow. Right? Yeah. Sure. Thank you. And that's why I couldn't be a play-by-play guy. Mm. And Keon Ellis, like CJ McCollum, if he was going to a wedding, would have been wearing Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
It was like the most perfect possible defense without fouling. Swish.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, I at this point.
Right.
Whatevs, dog.
So what was it? The one steal they had that basically got pushed all the way to like a sprint for Alvarado to the corner right in front of the Pelicans bench. He catches his momentum's taking him out.
Yep.
I'm gonna turn and fire. Go. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Swish?
Like, that's a terrible shot that he just made.
Alvarado's pissing me off.
Yeah, I know.
Fox with a steal. Took it away from Trey Murphy. Cruises into the front court. No look pass to the left angle. And a shot is missed on the drive down inside by Davion Mitchell. It may have been blocked. Alvarado, corner three in transition. And New Orleans answering each and every time. It's 87-78. We approach 3 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Speaking of CJ McCollum, here's his ninth three of the game.
That's too many.
115-100. Kings on the short end of the tally. And Fox now has 25 points. Here's McCollum for another three. Of course he makes it. Well, that's now his ninth, which equals his season high. He's 9 of 12. That's the alarming thing.
Cody Zeller would jam one. God, he just looked. It's so funny.
Was this the play where... No, it's not. It's not.
Well, let's see what play it was.
Alvarado on the run, surveying the floor. It's 118-100. Cody Zeller makes it a 20-point game on a run to the rim from the right baseline on a two-hand flush.
Well, who invited you, Cody?
He really does look like the dude that shows up at 24-hour fitness yeah. with, like, the knee-high white socks.
Right.
And a headband. Calls everybody...
I got next.
Yeah. Exactly. Calls everybody my man.
Yeah.
You know,
that's past, my man.
Right. High fives. Just, you know, does the fist when you do the hand. Hey, yeah. Fist, you know, you do the stick shift.
Right.
And Troy Murphy finished off the Kings.
Williamson gives it up to Jones. Out down to the logo. Holding it in the crowd, CJ McCollum. Here's Zion to Jones. Out on the wing, Murphy for three. He knocks down the triple, the sixth one he's made tonight in 12 attempts. He has 26 points.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, on like just a box score review, if you didn't see the game, you look at like King shot well.
Yeah.
Hit enough threes.
55.
If only Barnes was going to get 20-plus points. Sabonis got a double-double, but still a double-double. Fox, 30. You got Davion was good. It's like, yeah, this could be shot free throws well.
If I didn't, if you just looked at the Kings box score, to your point, and you didn't know the final score. If you'd have shown us this box score.
Prior to the game?
Okay, well, let's see. The Kings shot 55%.
That's great.
42 from beyond the arc.
That's really good.
Made 16 threes. 75% from the line. Not great, not terrible. That's fine. I'll take it.
It's a W.
33 for Fox. 18, 10, and 4 with a couple of steals for DeMar. All right, cool. Wow, Harrison, 22 points. On 9 of 15, he was super efficient. Wow, Keegan had 5 threes. 19 points? Hey, now, and, oh, well, you know, Keon had 5 points, but he probably played really, really good defense. As you said, Mitchell, 13 off the bench. I'm like, that's 100% a win. That's 100. That might be the best box score all year the Kings have had in a loss.
Yeah, like the problem in New York and in Boston, they couldn't score. They last night, they couldn't stop, right? They could not stop
nope,
the Pelicans.
Nope. Well, hopefully that's the last time we see them ever.
Hopefully.
Even like next year.
Yeah.
Like, just don't even put them on the schedule.
Take the bye week.
And now the Kings have their work cut out for them starting tonight. Two games left, both at home. Hey, look, you couldn't ask for it more on a silver platter for them. You got the Suns coming in. Yep, that's tough. But, and I got to be honest, man, going into the weekend, I'm thinking about all the season ticket holders and people that just happen to be it. But can you imagine going last night and going tonight and into the weekend? You lose both at home.
Yeah.
How the fans would feel leaving tonight, just rolling in. Whatever the bars are around there, be open. Have specials. Have mercy, would you please? I might even just roll down to see.
Hug a Kings fan.
Huh?
Hug a Kings fan.
I might go down to Cesar Chavez Park tonight with a cooler full of beers and a couple of lawn chairs and just, as people are leaving, just, hey, come sit down.
Yeah. You also might not.
I might not.
Yeah.
What if I went down there with a cooler, like a couple cases of beer, the dog?
I think you'd be busy.
I think I would be busy too. You think people come sit down, crack a beer open?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your feelings.
Let's talk about our feelings.
I think at least five people would
stop. You think
at
least five?
Yeah, that's a good number.
If I was sitting across the street from Golden One after the game and the Kings, well, Kings,
without advertisement. Like,
no
advertisement. You couldn't put it on social. You're just out there.
I'm just out there.
I think people would show up.
I'd
walk by and go, I need to do something here.
Cooler in front of me, maybe four lawn chairs around. I'm sitting in one of them. Got Gracie in my lap, just chilling.
We got those guys playing the drums by the Doko sign.
Yeah. I got a sign up. Need a beer?
I'm here.
Yeah. King's Gear gets a beer. Because, you know, I don't want, like...
Sit here.
I don't want rando guy on K Street rolling up being like, I need a beer. Well, why, was there a game? Like, no, do this for Kings fans. So you got to be... You got to have some sort of King's Gear on to prove you were there. Or I'll accept a ticket stub. Just roll in, hey.
Who has the host?
Have a... Who has the what?
Ticket stubs.
Oh. I'll tell you.
QR code.
Yeah.
Yeah. you take QR.
Have yourself a... What would I do? You know, I want to get Keystone Light, Pabst, Miller,
treat them?
Miller High Life. It's the champagne of beers. Maybe I'll have some... You know what?
Zima. Bartleton James.
I have one bottle of Zima in my fridge at home. I don't even know how it
from
got
what
there.
Year?
Exactly. Maybe I'll have a cooler of beer, but what if the kids want to talk? I'll have a cooler of root beers too.
Yeah,
that's
Capri
beer.
Suns.
That's beer. Oh, Capri Suns. You ever do the thing where you put the straw in and you blow as hard as you can into the Capri Sun, and then with the straw, and then you let it go, and the whole like half the Capri Sun just squirts in your mouth?
That's the only way to do it.
Oh, okay, I thought it was just me.
No,
that is really the best way to do it. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back,
I do the same with beer.
Yeah, safer out. Now I'm thinking about like a beer-flavored Capri Sun, and that does not sound great at all. Although I'll bet you there's a beer out there that you could pour Capri Sun in and it would actually taste better than the original beer. Yeah, fruity beer. When we come back, safe or out time. How will the Giants do on this roadie? Shohei Ohtani, and that continues, and so much more. Then we have standings watch at the top of the hour. It's Carmichael Davis, Jason Ross, it's Gracie, the puppy, and it's Kyle. We're right back.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All right. Safe or out? We'll have a Masters update. Well, actually, we'll have several Masters updates throughout the show. In the meantime, we welcome Kyle in for the very first time today to read us the questions. Safe or out? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, that's where you should start reading.
All right. Question one. Safe or out? At the end of their six-game Florida road trip, that's three against the Rays, three against the Marlins, the San Francisco Giants will win at least four games.
Out. I would say more like they'll lose four games, especially since they're playing three against the Rays. They probably... I'll give them. Let's see, two, three. I'll give them a 3-3. I'll be optimistic. I'll say the Rays take 2 of 3. I can't do that. Sorry. No, they lose 2 of 3 to the Rays. They lose 2 of 3 to the Marlins.
I know they've got at least one more game in there with
the Nationals.
Snell, but I don't know if Webb is. He's got to be in one of those as well. So.
Yeah.
At some point, I think those two guys will really lock in to make them a tougher team.
Yeah, that's a good one-two punch.
I don't know. Right now, they're just not playing that great. So, yeah, it feels like that's an out. I don't know that they'll get that many on that trip.
Even though the Marlins have the worst record in baseball?
Yeah, but look at who they've played so far.
Hey.
I actually don't know who they've played so far. It just sounds like a really good thing to say.
They beat the Yankees. That is true.
Right. Like that's, once. Then that, it sounds good. Like, well, look at who they... Well, let's see who they've played so far. They played the Pirates, one of the hottest teams in baseball. The Angels. Ooh, wow.
So the two teams that every year win every game and then finish with 100 losses.
They started out, they got swept by the Pirates in four, swept by the Angels in three. Cardinals took 2 of 3 from them. Yankees took 2 of 3 from them. Okay. All right, I'll give the Giants a split. I changed my mind. You can do that. This is America.
Yeah.
It's the 19th Amendment.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is.
Number
two, please.
Safe. Out.
On Thursday, the 4-win and 10-loss Houston Astros lost 13-3 and got swept by the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
Safe or out, the slumping Astros will ultimately turn their season around and finish with more than 90 wins.
I think they'll finish with 90 or more. You said more than 90, fine. They're just too good. They are definitely slumping right now. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of that's injury as well, with both Verlander and Valdez on the IL. But just when you look at that lineup, you look at that staff, and the staff is not as strong as the lineup, but I have a hard time believing the Astros, who regularly are in the mix. I have a hard time believing they're not going to win 90.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they've made the American League Championship Series, which is incredible, in, what, 7 straight years?
Yeah.
So that's incredible, but that's a pretty tough start to overcome. But then you just look at the division. You've got the defending World Series champions in there. To what Kyle just said, the Angels off to a good start. They always do that and then falter. And then maybe the A's are a problem, Dave. We're going to believe in the A's yet? 1-0 win over the – they took 2 of 3 against the World Series champs.
They took 2 of 3 against the World Series champs. The A's currently are 5-8.
How about that? Here they come.
Matched up right with the Giants at 5-8. And I believe, if I remember correctly and have the right day, I believe I spied, was it yesterday? Was it J.P. Sears that was throwing 103?
Yeah, yesterday he was incredible.
Dear Lord. 6 1/3, 1 hit, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. And the bullpen came in and for 2 2/3 and shut the Rangers down the rest of the way. And you know, hey, Jason, that's a pretty tough lineup to shut down.
Yes, it is.
And they did
love
that.
Love those A's.
Love those A's. Can't wait next year. By the way, there is a, I thought it was going to be yesterday. I have a, I have an opinion piece coming out today in the Sacramento Bee on the A's moving to Sacramento.
Make sure you do.
They asked me to write one and I did. So, which will probably piss off our big boss who will yell at me. But Marcos Bertone actually called me up and said, hey, write what you think. And I did. I will say this, I did try to do the whole my buddy's wife is leaving him and shacked up with me because she's going to shack up somewhere analogy. They turned it down. That's a paper or record.
Shocking.
Your Sacramento Bee. But I believe that is coming out today. Number three, please.
Safe or out.
All right. This brings me great joy to read. Thursday, federal prosecutors detailed how Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ife Mizuhara, lost over $40 million gambling with bookies and potentially took $16 million from Ohtani's bank accounts without his knowledge. They also have some really incriminating evidence.
That's not in the question.
I know.
Okay.
Safe or out, Thursday's details confirm Ohtani will be completely exonerated at the end of this saga.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like the interpreter said Ohtani had nothing to do with it. The bookie said Ohtani had nothing to do with it. The federal report said that Ohtani had nothing to do with it. Twitter.
Guilty.
He is guilty, bro. There's like a Venn diagram of like... The earth is flat. We never landed on the moon. It was actually Jason Simpson that did the murders, and Ohtani's innocent or guilty. By the way, of any of those conspiracy theories, I will say this. I'm going to stand on the side of the tinfoil hat guys for a second. Everybody's saying Ohtani didn't do it. This is where I get into tricky waters here, and I don't know, but I... Other than Rome, my bucket list trip is to Japan. I love what Japan looks like.
And the Masters.
The Masters is number one. I love what Japan looks like. I love the food for the most part. Like, there's some food I'm not going anywhere near, but I love the food. And one thing you hear about the Japanese culture over there, like the nicest, kindest, and you know, you can't stereotype anything, even if it's a good stereotype. There's bad people, of course, but like the nicest, kindest people. And there's like, you know, they believe in honor and respect and the whole thing. Like, it's not a huge stretch for me to think that like this guy's best friend and interpreter isn't taking the fall. Like, I don't think that's happening. But also, dude, and I said this yesterday, Jason, I got a ping on my phone like a week ago for like $89 from JCPenney. And I asked my wife later today, first off, yes, JCPenney's exists still. What did you buy at JCPenney's for $90? Turned out Avery needed some clothes for this Disneyland trip this weekend. But I asked her. Now, granted, Shohei Ohtani and I are in different brackets by far. But, bro, $100-something million is going in and out of your bank account, and you have no idea? I find that really, that's garbage, or Shohei Ohtani is the most in need of a money handler of anybody in world history.
I think it's honestly, believe it or not, a little bit of a slice of what life is, real world. Like, I've been around enough people in athletics where there's some that are so incredibly aware of every single penny.
Right.
And everything that's happening, or pinching every penny, and they make millions of dollars. To others, Dave, where I've known, they don't even know how to write a check.
Manny Ramirez is famous for, he was stuffing his checks, which were each for like $280,000. He was stuffing, they had a bunch of them stuffed and wrinkled in the back of the top of his locker where they put deodorants and stuff. And Manny, you're right. Yeah. There are people that just have.
So like, that's $200,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I've got more of those. You do, but like, so I can believe it.
Yes.
It just seems, but if you're so aware of your own stuff, that's where it's hard to, like, how do you not know? How do you not know?
From the 916. Guys, Mason Miller throws 103. How about you watch the game? How about no?
I watched Mason Miller throw 103.
Yeah, there you go.
But I didn't know when you said Sears did. I thought maybe he did too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How about no? How about no? I'm not entertained by it. You're lucky we're talking about it at all. We actually literally put a segment in here just for the baseball person. So it's okay if we get something wrong. Because otherwise I wouldn't talk about it. A's baseball in April, which, by the way, is incredibly entertaining. You can hear right here on your home of the A's Sacktown Sports. Right, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will take a break. When we come back, standings, watch. Also, we'll give you all the situations that are remaining. And Kings are in a three-way right now.
Hello.
Not in a good way. We'll do all that coming up next.